This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's catch up with our good friend, crucial to the success of our holiday store as well. His group is unbelievable. Eric Person, who runs HBRA. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brandon. Doing well, thanks.
Just always I like to do it with organizations like yours. Just explain to people what you do.
Yeah, so we're the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of the Connecticut River Region, and we're basically a membership-based organization. Our members are builders, remodelers, and everybody who supplies the residential construction industry in Connecticut. So it's a great organization. It's neat to be part of an organization that's part of building the American dream.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a home is such a big part of so many people's lives, obviously, and it's a big deal. And when you have the resources to get a new one or build something or remodel it, it's a big deal in a family's trajectory. The Parade of Homes, I didn't know much about it. Like, what? First of all, what is it?
Yeah, so the Parade of Homes is a great event. This is one of my favorite events that we do each year, and it's not a traditional parade where you go to one town and there's a bunch of houses going up and down the street. But this is you get to tour houses across the entire state. We've got houses from Stonington and Mystic all the way along the shore, Old Saybrook, up to Oxford and up to Burlington, Simsbury, Ellington. It's just a great opportunity. But you get to go and tour the homes. Even if you're not in the market right now to buy a house, you can just go see what the newest design trends are, the newest colors, talk to the builders, and see what different features are. So, we've got houses from, the 400s up to over $2 million. So, $2 million may not be in everybody's ballpark, but you might walk in there and say, wow, that's a really neat feature. I could do that in my house. So
sure.
Even if you're looking for an inspiration and, something you can do in your house, this is a great way to do it. And it's a great way to, as you tour and drive around the state, it's a great way to see, parts of Connecticut you might not have ever seen.
Yeah, and Gil Fall Foliage. And you can say, well, that's what $2 million looks like. That's kind of cool, too. What are the dates? And then how do you know if somebody wants to do it? Do they just find the list and show up? Give us the details of how to actually do it.
Yeah, so it's Saturday and Sunday. It is a ticketed event. You can buy tickets on our website at pohct.com, and we have a mobile app that goes along with it too. So the tickets are good for both days. The proceeds of the tickets go to our charitable foundation, which supports things like the Salvation Army Holiday Store. And then you basically download the app, and each time you go to a house, you get your ticket scanned, and that enters you into some door prizes. So we've got some things like a Bluetooth speaker, a Ping Wedge, a $50 Amazon gift card, a keyless deadbolt, things. So the more times, the more homes you visit, the more chances you have to win some of those prizes. And then the fun thing is, as you said, you kind of get to drive around the state. Each of the houses will have different things, some fall treats or some, like there's the center hall in Mystic has some cookies from the famous Sift Bakery in Mystic and things. So nice. Just a neat way to kind of drive around and have some fun and explore, what the trends are in newest designs and new home construction.
And what are the hours you can do the visiting on Saturday and Sunday?
Yep, it's 11 to 5. It's a self-guided tour, so you can choose your own route. There's no specified route, so if you want to go on the shoreline or come in into northern central part of the state, you can do that. And again, different if there's different styles you like, you can go see those. And it's up to you. And the app will give you turn-by-turn directions to each of the houses and gives you videos from the builders, gives you photos of all the houses. So it's kind of a neat way to explore what's out there.
Yeah, it's very cool. Now, again, what's the website for people to go to get tickets?
Yeah, the website is pohct.com.
So it's just paradeofhomect.com. So pohct.com. That's a good, easy domain.
Yep.
Listen, we're talking with Eric Person with HBRA, the Home Builders and Remodelers Association. What's the new name of the region now that you combined with another one? What's
Yeah, we merged the Central Association and the Eastern Association, so we're now the HBRA of the Connecticut River Region. So we looked at the map, and the Connecticut River kind of went right down the center of the territory. So we cover everything except for Litchfield and Fairfield counties.
Got it. So the thing that people always want to know is, interest rates have come down a touch. The market's still really tight. You just sort of update people on, where we are? Is remodeling still going gangbusters? Has the market loosened up at all for houses? Just from where you sit, how do you view right now real estate? And again, it's all local, but generally speaking, how do you view the market right now in Connecticut?
Yeah, it's definitely all local, but you know, our remodeling members are still really busy. You know, the folks that have those, you know, they still have those 3% interest rates. You know, they're not giving those up, so they're staying in. They're taking some equity out or doing those home improvement projects that they've been looking at doing for a while. But you know, the interest rates have been ticking down a little bit. They're down in the low sixes right now, which you know, historically that's still a pretty affordable rate. But the new builders, the single family new construction. Those are still moving really well. We had a builder who was hoping to have a house on the parade this fall, and he put a foundation in the spring, and before the foundation was even finished, he sold the house. So it's still, the market's still pretty hot in Connecticut. You know, interestingly enough, there's a lot of people that are kind of moving back into Connecticut that, you know, may have family here, grandkids here, and they want to, you know, still have, make sure they have a piece of, you know, something they can come to and still see the grandkids and family and things.
Yeah. And is, I mean, it's still so hard for like new home construction because of lack of space and the cost of land. Like, where are things busiest? Is it, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's really apartments are still the priority in a lot of these, you know, mid-sized to larger spots in terms of density.
Yeah, the apartments are still you know, growing, and you probably can't go into a town without seeing many of them. But again, that involves a lot of, you know, making sure the infrastructure is there, and that's kind of one of the things that's been holding some of the housing back is the price of land and then the infrastructure. So, where if builders could get, you know, two or three units on an acre that would make the density and the cost go down and make housing more affordable, the infrastructure is just not there. So that's one of the keys that we work with in the state legislature to try and, you know, focus on, you know, that's kind of a first step is let's expand infrastructure so that we can expand housing and make it more affordable.
Yeah, we talked to that when we were in Franklin. They're like, the housing bill was tough because we don't have, you know, sewer in these spots and we can't build anything. So
right.
I think it's a major thing that, you know, a lot of people weren't thinking about when they were debating the housing bill. Eric, it's great to talk to you. Obviously, I'll be seeing a fair amount of you in the next couple of months. So we appreciate you and all your whole constituency for what you do for the Salvation Army. So we appreciate it.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. And visit POHCT.com and hopefully see people on the road this weekend.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.